You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. With a shared sense of style and desire to turn their passion for design into something tangible, Oscar Phillips and Sharif Dean Shawobi set out to craft their ideal sunglasses, a celebration of function and beauty. Inspired by vintage frames found through collectors and at trade shows in London and across Europe, the pair created Oscar Dean Eyewear. Over the past 3 years, the East London natives have built their brand, which launched earlier this year. Here's Sharif, followed by Oscar, with the story behind Oscar Dean Eyewear.
Initially, I think it was a shared interest in style. Yeah. It was constant. Anytime one of us popped home and popped back, like, oh my God, that looks great. What are you wearing? Like, a lot. And then I think Oscar was in his third year of uni and staying. We weren't living together anymore, but I was in a house just around the corner, had a couple of extra months on the lease, and Oscar's had run out, so he was staying. Just came home one day from uni and was like, mate, I think we'd make a really good team, and I think we should work on something together. Yeah. And that was the nugget, I think.
We started a sort of online idea of looking at different styles and things that we liked and that we appreciated. And at the time, it wasn't something that was really going to go anywhere, really. But we knew that it was something that we wanted to do together. And then I was doing some events over the summer with this company that had just started their own menswear brand. And they wanted a launch party. And they also had a huge collection of vintage eyewear. And as I was kind of doing this party, I saw kind of the process of people making bespoke frames. And me and Dap started talking about it and going, how, you know, this is something that we could do together. And it's something that's, again, always been into style and always liked, you know, the certain clothes or even sunglasses, whatever it is that we saw that appreciated. Both of us were like, straight away, yeah, definitely, that's something that we could do.
And then, like, we spoke about it as well. It was one of those strange things where it almost felt as though it was sort of meant to be. As we were sort of talking about the design side of things and, you know, the expression of style, we also started talking about sort of the emotional side of things as well. You know, everything that your sunglasses mean to you, being an expression of you, but also being a mask. Also, your thoughts being free behind your glasses because no one can see into the portals. As we were talking about that sort of emotional side of things, we had a memory of years previously when we first lived with each other, going to a festival and neither of us had sunglasses, and the absolute panic of, oh my God, we need these. And like, we remembered that as we were talking about all that emotional side of things as well, and that was right, we're definitely doing this. From a brand's perspective, I think what we're trying to do that's different from most sunglasses brands, especially in our space, is try and ground them in the reality of when you're actually enjoying your sunglasses, not the almost picturesque way that most sunglasses are promoted. Well, actually, because one of the things that we say is one of the times you enjoy your sunglasses the most is picking them up on the way out of the door, knowing that you need them, not sat on a yacht or leaned against a supercar, which, you know, the vast majority of us will never have the opportunity to do. So I think from that perspective, I think that's what we're trying to do differently. And that's why we sort of really took inspiration from brands that are actually aimed at those people, because actually what it is what we wanted to take from them was the quality and make that more accessible to absolutely everybody. From a style perspective, I think that's also one of the really interesting things about glasses. You know, they've been around since the 1840s. Over those years, I think we're humble enough to understand that there are hundreds of years of knowledge in a pair of glasses, in a pair of vintage frames. So essentially what we're trying to do is, you know, pay homage to that old school style, but then try and bring it forward with a little bit of contemporary design.
We find vintage frames that we really enjoy the look and style of, and then we begin by picking out the ones that we like, and then we sit and redraw them. And each frame's a different, you know, there's different ways we can say that, how we can adapt that. It might be the small details that we'll change in it. Sometimes we'll be really in love with almost the heart of the shape, so we won't change it too much. And then there's other ones which we've completely changed and gone like, right, instead of a curve along the bottom of the lens, what we'll do, we'll break that up into more angular. So it's just using that base of vintage history, basically, that's been there for a long time, and then adapting it to something that's a bit more us.
Nowadays, loads of people sort of have side projects and passions and all that sort of stuff. And I think maybe when you're younger, you're almost sort of put into categories of, you know, you're a people person, you're sciencey and mathsy, you're creative. But actually, I think that people are multifaceted. And I think Oscar and I are examples of that. I think in a day-to-day, we're sort of quite business. We've generally always got 100 things going on at work at any one time. But then actually with the glasses, it's that creative outlet. But then all of the stuff that we've learned from business helps underpin it to make sure that we're profitable, making sure that we're keeping the bottom line in a healthy situation so that actually we can do what we wanted to do in terms of offering real quality at an accessible price point to people. So I think in terms of like absolute direct relation between work and what we do, maybe not, but I think in terms of the skills, certainly so. And I actually think even vice versa, that problem solving that actually you have to do with the glasses a lot. I think a friend of mine said, you know, when it comes to production, all it is organised compromise, you know, and learning that and then also bringing that into other aspects of our lives, I think.
Even though it's only launched recently, it's been 3 years in the making to get to that point because we worked so hard to make sure the quality of the glasses are the right, up to the right standards. Now that we've got that in the product and got that process in place for future products that we make and future frames, I think it's this year of learning, putting ourselves out there, making sure we're in the right sort of places and associated with the right sort of people and brands and so on as well. I think building on that and hopefully within a couple of years to be in the position where we can go like, right, we're actually losing out by not making this part of our daily routine. I mean, it's already getting to the point where, you know, I know for a fact if we had more time in our day, it'd be moving a lot quicker. But there might also be something good about the fact it's going a little bit slower at the moment for us to be able to really evaluate and look at the situation.
I think that's it. I think maybe this is what I say to myself to make myself feel better about not being able to work on the glasses full time. But I think it's stopped us from making a couple of rash decisions in the past, certainly. But then also, one of the things that we discussed when we were sort of setting down the business aims quite early on was that actually it'd be really nice to be in a position where there isn't any pressure on the business to support us or to support any investors, essentially. And that's where we are at the moment. And I feel like actually the business is benefiting from that because, like I say, we're not making rash decisions. We're making decisions that fall along the line of what we want the brand to represent, how we want the brand to look, how we want the brand to sound. And I think that actually if we were sort of more of a, we might take opportunities because they're there, not necessarily because they're right for the brand, if that makes sense.
Thanks very much to Oscar Phillips and Sharif Dean Shawobi for sharing the story of Oscar Dean Eyewear. This show was mixed and edited by David Stevens. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.